Well, today's episode is on brief overview of registration process of ATIA under SEBI. SAG-ATIA has shared tips on the registration process of ATIA under SEBI while detailing its features. So let's start. What is a Registrar and Share Transfer Agent, RTA? A Registrar and Share Transfer Agent, RTA, operates as an authorized trust or financial entity that is continually engaged in the task of managing the detailed records of invested transactions at mutual fund houses. R&T agents handle such investor record keeping duties or back-end processes on behalf of the mutual fund house, trading companies, and other financial institutions using their data record keeping and financial expertise. Detailed registration procedure. 1. Application for grant of certificate. In order to serve as an authorized registrar and share transfer agent, the candidates must file an application to the SEBI board via Form A for a grant of certificate. 2. RTA application category. The candidates can register as a SEBI authorized registrar and share transfer agent. 2 categories. 3. RTA candidate detailed information requirements. In certain cases, the board might seek further information from RTA candidates that it deems necessary for approval of a grant of a certificate. The principal officer or key representative of the RTA candidate might also need to appear in front of the board, SEBI, for the verification purpose if required. 4. Reapplication procedure to confirm board requirements. SEBI is allowed to reject the candidate's RTA application if it does not fulfill the requirements given in Form A as per the sub-regulation 2 of Regulation 3 of the SEBI Act 1992. 5. Consideration for application. The board might check some necessary aspects in the registrar and transfer agent candidate application before issuing a grant of certificate. These necessary aspects that board checks include applicants' infrastructure capabilities, for example, office premise, manpower, top-notch IT equipment, etc. 6. Capital adequacy requirements. As per Clause D of Regulation 6 of SEBI guidelines, the capital adequacy requirements for candidates under two different categories should not fall below the given value. 7. Registration procedure. Once the board, SEBI, assesses and approves the candidate's RTA application, it informs the candidate by sending notice, information about the RTA category for which they are eligible to operate as an authorized RTA. 8. Certificate renewal and its necessary conditions. Registrar and share transfer agents can apply for renewal to their certificate to SEBI via Form A. However, RTAs must reapply for the renewal of the certificate 3 months before the expiry of their existing certificate. 9. Procedure. In case application for grant of certificate is rejected, the board is allowed to reject the grant of certificate application, in the case of non-fulfillment of preset criteria for RTA under Regulation 6, after giving a reasonable opportunity of being reheard to candidates. 10. Consequences of ATIA certificate, grant or renew, refusal by SEBI. As per sub-regulation 2 of Regulation 10 of SEBI, candidates whose application for grant or renewal of a certificate to operate as an authorized registrar to an issue or a share transfer agent is rejected by the board, should not offer any kind of registrar and transfer agent services and forms to investors, starting from the date of receiving rejection receipt from board. 11. Registrar and share transfer agent, grant of certificate payment fees. The applicants applying for a grant or renewal of a certificate to operate as an authorized RTA should submit processing fees to the board within the given time period and in a manner as given under Schedule 2 of SEBI regulations. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at ta.sageinfotech.com or call us at 0141 4727374. Thanks for listening.